this coming so close to the next general election, a very, very key general election in this country, really a pivotal general election that is like the mother of all political battles in Kenya. We have information and we have good reason to believe that that Mr. Miguna is acting and working at the behest of rivals of the Prime Minister, who are determined to go to any extent to scupper and scuttle his presidential bid. It has been clear the kind of support he has received from within circles which Kenyans know very well as the real circles of impunity and corruption. And these circles have been desperate to paint the Prime Minister as bad as they look in the public eye. And these are the crowds that have been cheering Miguna the loudest. And so we believe that he's definitely working in cahoots with forces of impunity, forces of corruption that are determined to throw muck at the Prime Minister to make him look as bad as they are.
He claims the Prime Minister not only condoned corruption, but he partook in corruption. As a senior member of the ODM and who has worked closely with the Prime Minister, what is your reaction about this accusation?
Really, it's our official position that the allegations made by Mr. Miguna are allegations made in bad faith. They're malicious, they're baseless, and really they should be dismissed with the contempt that they deserve. And it has been our position that it is even demeaning to respond to these allegations. This is a classical case of sour grapes. It is a classical case of Mr. Miguna behaving like a woman scorned. They say the earth knows no fury like a woman scorned. And therefore, this is a man who is basically lashing out emotionally without any basis. And the big question really is, if Mr. Miguna is really convinced that what he's saying is true, why didn't he blow this whistle while still working in the office of the Prime Minister? Why did he have to be suspended before he spills what he's calling, he does what he's calling spilling the beans? And even after being suspended, Mr. Miguna attempted to fight his suspension in court to force his way back to office. Why was he so eager to force his way back to an office which he describes as a den of corruption and impunity? And so really, our position is that Mr. Miguna has not told Kenyans anything new. He's engaging in the usual Kenyan-style political assassination of character, smear campaign. Everything he has said is hearsay without any basis whatsoever.
The former advisor is saying that he has evidence connecting senior officials of the ODM to the post-election violence in Kenya. What is your reaction?
But what is most unfortunate, and this is really unfortunate, is for him to claim that he holds evidence that could help the Kenyan cases at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. In the Kenyan constitution, in the Kenyan law, withholding evidence is a criminal offense. It amounts to aiding and abetting a criminal offense. And so the big question is, if Mr. Miguna is holding this evidence for crimes that were committed more than 4 years ago, in January 2008, what has been his motivation for withholding this evidence? And that's why it is our considered opinion that he has to be invited by the Kenyan security machinery to give this evidence, and he has to be invited by the ICC to proffer this evidence. Otherwise, what he has done is sensationalism. It is fear-mongering, really. and it is something that should not go and punish. But I understand that the man has actually run away from the country after he made those baseless, sensational claims. The Kenya Criminal Investigation Agency did invite him to give that evidence. But instead of facing the Criminal Investigation Agency, he has actually sneaked out of the country, which goes a long way to cast serious doubts, not only on the veracity of his claims, but also on the character of this man.
Now, Honorable Namwamba, he says that the Prime Minister seemed to be disorganized and has abdicated his responsibility to fight graft as enshrined in the Constitution. So he believes he should have resigned a long time ago because he seemed not to know his job description as enshrined in Kenya's Constitution.
Then Mr. Nguna must also be admitting that he's a very disorganized man himself, because he worked in the office of the Prime Minister for just over 2 years. And for those 2 years, he was the most vocal, the most strident, the most staunch defender of the Prime Minister and the office of the Prime Minister. What exactly was he defending? It is in the public domain. It's a matter of public notoriety in Kenya that no human being, dead or alive, has defended Raila Odinga in the past more than Miguna Miguna. So what exactly was he defending if today he wakes up and accuses the Prime Minister of not having the spine to fight corruption? And did it have to take a suspension on his side for gross misconduct? Remember, this is a man who was suspended for gross misconduct. Did it have to take a suspension for him to suddenly wake up and realize the man I've been defending is filthy, dirty, from corruption? The truth is that the record of the Right Honourable Prime Minister Raila Odinga is very well known in this country. He today, besides President Kibaki, Raila Odinga boasts of perhaps one of the longest records in the public limelight. His record of fighting corruption, even within the confines of the Grand Coalition government in which he served as Prime Minister, is well documented. He has built a name purely on the platform of reform and public interest. He has demonstrated indeed, not just in word, but indeed, that he has no stomach for corruption. Only 2 years ago, he took the unprecedented step of suspending two cabinet ministers. He took the unprecedented step of suspending two senior officials in his office who had been mentioned, who had been linked to some impropriety. The two officials in his office were eventually cleared, both by government agencies and also by an audit by PricewaterhouseCoopers. And so, whichever way you look at it, Raila Odinga's character, Raila Odinga's record as a champion for reform and as a crusader against corruption is impeccable. And it is out there, and Kenyans know it, and the whole world knows it. The only voice of reason within the coalition government that has been consistent in defending the rule of law is the voice of Raila Amolo Odinga, the Prime Minister of the Republic of Kenya. So Miguna's case is a classical case of sour grapes, as I've said. And this is a man whose character, even when you look at his life in Canada and the manner in which he left that country, this is a man whose word cannot really be believed. And so he's basically behaving like a scorned lover, a jilted lover.
Will the security officials seek for extradition now that you said he sneaked out of the country?
I hope that they do, because you see, if indeed Mr. Miguna is holding, has in his possession, evidence on the Kenyan post-election crisis, then, number one, he surely must be a key witness in those very historic trials in The Hague. So, definitely, he should be invited for his evidence to be put to the test and a determination made whether he should, in fact, not appear as a witness during the trials. Number two, by publicly admitting that he has held evidence for over 4 years, Mr. Miguna has also admitted to the commission of a crime in Kenyan law, and that's the crime of deliberate, consciously withholding evidence and thereby aiding and abetting a crime. So he must also be investigated, and action, criminal liability charges brought against him for that offense. And so, yes, I would urge the Kenyan authorities to extradite him back to Kenya so that he can take responsibility for his utterances. Kenya is not a jungle state. We are a democratic state governed by the rule of law. And people, while people in this country enjoy rights and freedoms under the Bill of Rights of our Constitution, they also have a responsibility to ensure that whatever they utter in the public is accurate and is responsible. And so Mr. Miguna must take responsibility for his utterances and for his publications.